Dean's on vacation. Cindy Perlman, Chicago's very own, with us. She's out there in Las Vegas. And Cindy, how was Formula One? I understand it was star-studded, but I've been hearing for weeks that it's been impossible to get around in Las Vegas. What's happening?
You know, it's 47 degrees in Las Vegas this morning, and you still can't drive anywhere, Bob. It's a crazy place. But, you know, 50 laps these guys did at 147 miles an hour. That's just a regular weekend in Vegas, too, sometimes. But this was official for F1. Mm-hmm. And you had everybody who was anybody out there. J-Lo freezing, just freezing to death in some strappy dress. You had Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, Mark Wahlberg, Rihanna, Paris Hilton, David Beckham, Lindsey Vonn, Gordon Ramsay and his daughter Holly. And Brad was actually in town. He's researching an Apple original film where he's going to play veteran Formula One driver Sonny Hayes.
Interesting. So it was pretty star-studded, huh?
But the one question that will never be answered is, Justin Bieber was the guy who waved the checkered flag at the end. Why the Bieber? Was he just wandering by? Nobody knows. And this is a mystery I will solve for you on the next show.
You think he was just wandering by and they gave him the flag?
They just said there's Justin Bieber. Let's just let him wrap this thing up.
Yeah, put him to work. Tell me about your meeting with Adam Sandler over the weekend.
You know, now that the actor strike is over, actors are calling me like on speed dial. It was like Leonardo DiCaprio last week, Paul Giamatti, Robert De Niro. But I got to say, I have a special place in my heart for Adam Sandler. He's such a nice guy. And he's in this really poignant, beautiful animated movie called Lou, which debuts tomorrow night on Netflix. It's a good Thanksgiving movie for the family. It's about one of those little classroom pets, a lizard that's been in a fifth grade classroom for 75 years. The kids get to take him home at night, and the kids pour out their hearts to this lizard. And it's very sweet, and it'll make you laugh and cry. And Sandler said he did it because he thinks kids don't have an outlet to talk about their fears and worries. And he just hopes that they, you know, can talk to a pet, an animal, anybody, just to get it out there.
I bet he's fun to talk to.
He's so fun to talk to. And way back in the day when I first did TV for you, I don't know if you remember this, he got on camera and said, "Welcome, Cindy, to TV. This is so cool that she's even doing this." He was like the one guy who did that and made a big deal out of it for celebrities. And I always thought that was just so cool.
Nice. Doesn't surprise me. There's also a big animated film dropping this week for the holidays. What do you know about Wish?
Disney's Wish, they've been working on this for a long time. Very beautiful movie about a 17-year-old girl named Asha, played by Oscar winner Ariana DeBose from West Side Story. And she's a young woman who knows her town is in trouble. There's a crazy leader, and she decides to collect everyone's wishes back. The horrible leader has stolen everyone's wishes. And very beautiful story about family and what it means to dream. And Ariana DeBose has the best story, too. She won the Oscar last year for West Side Story, but she started her career losing So You Think You Could Dance. She was the first one kicked off that season. And she said it was sad, it was depressing, but it also made her move to New York, where she got a Broadway role, which led to Steven Spielberg noticing her, and then she won an Oscar. So never give up.
Never give up, right. Fans of HBO's Big Little Lies not giving up. They want to see more. Are we?
You know, the funny thing is HBO said no because director Jean-Marc Vallée passed away sadly last year, and they said, "We don't think we can do it again without him." But then Nicole Kidman came out at a film festival this weekend and said, "It's on." And she, more than that, said, "It's not only on, she's committed." Reese Witherspoon, Laura Dern, Zoe Kravitz, and Shailene Woodley, part of what they called the Monterey Five, they all really want to do it again. So they left us on a cliffhanger. They left us where they were turning themselves in for the death of Alexander Skarsgård. The last thing we saw was them walking into the police station. So it'd be great if it came back.
Yeah, we liked it. We watched that. We have a DVR alert for tonight. Set it on CBS late night, right?
You know, David Letterman, he's the one who rebuilt the Ed Sullivan Theater for The Late Show back in the early 2000s. And now he's back for the first time in I think it's 15 years that he hasn't been in that theater. He's going to guest star tonight on Stephen Colbert, which is going to be really cool to see. So, yeah, set the DVR. And he hasn't been in what they've called his historic home for so long. So I can't wait to see him.
Here's a sound of the holiday season now, and then we'll talk to you about the Chicago connection. First, let's listen to a couple seconds of Christmas in Chicago.
Katie Caden was on The Voice several years ago. She was on Team John Legend. She's the one who wore the big glasses where she popped out the lenses. She is such a talented singer, and she still lives in Chicago. Girl who grew up in the church, singing in church with her parents. She is such an amazing talent. It's just a matter of one hit away from superstardom for her. I always thought that, and an incredibly sweet girl, too. But she has a single, Christmas in Chicago. And if you really want to dance around the kitchen while you make stuffing on Thursday, just go and download all of her stuff, including her voice stuff. You will not be able to make mashed potatoes without doing a little dance.
All right, I believe you. Katie Caden. Thanks, Cindy Perlman. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
Dean is on vacation. We have some entertainment news to pass along to you. First, let's listen to this. You know, I think the writers for Saturday Night Live are listening to our show because we question the overuse of the panda news stories last week on all the bad puns everywhere on the news. Well, listen to the cold open for SNL. It featured cast member Bowen Yang dressed up as a panda answering questions at a press conference with Mikey Day as President Biden.
All right, great meeting with President Roman numeral 11. Excuse me, President Xi. This meeting was a total win. Sure, we made agreements about communications, fentanyl, climate change, but most importantly, we got the thing America really needs right now. More pandas! Yeah. All right. Welcoming out a very important Chinese dignitary helped shed light on what happened this week. Please welcome Tian Tian. Hi, Tian Tian. Glad you're here. I know we're all excited to hear from a giant panda.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. But no need to say giant. I think I'm really more slim thick. And truly, I'm honored to be here, but am I the only one who was surprised that the presidents of the two biggest economies in the world met, and everyone's just like, what's up with the pandas? I mean, like, I get it. I'm hot, I'm smart, I'm alluringly asexual. But there have to be bigger issues, right?
Not tonight. All right, next question. How about Axios?
President Biden, Trump's team has announced that they will replace all federal workers with Trump loyalists. My question is, Panda, did you like America?
Honestly, I loved it. There's so much I'm gonna miss. Legal weed. Anyway, going back to China, it's gonna be a big change. I mean, I don't know anyone in China. I haven't been back since I was a baby. And now I have to make friends as an adult? Ugh. I mean, how do I, Panda, express this? I just want to eat bamboo, sneeze in a cute way. Next question.
All right. And they all don't have to be for the panda. Let's get one for me.
Sure. Let's talk about your Middle East policy.
You know what? I think people are liking the panda, right? All right. Next question.
She described you pandas as envoys of friendship. How do you feel about that?
But as the rare person who identifies as black, white, and Chinese... I'm in the unique position to unite many peoples of the world. I'm just like another hot Blasian icon, Tiger Woods. Yes, you, sir.
Hey, thought I picked the reporters.
Yeah, but the panda already chose me. How do you feel about returning to China?
Oh, honestly, I think the timing is right. I have to leave the country now, you know? If Trump gets elected in 2024, that would be a disaster. He said he'll round up immigrants and put them in camps. Democracy might end. There might be a civil war.
So you will vote for Biden?
Maybe.
What the hell? Hey, man.
I'm kidding. I'm a bear. I can't vote.
All right. right. Look, I'm glad we did this, Panda. Now, you and I really aren't so different. We're dads. We're cute. People love sharing videos of us falling down. Anything else you want to say before your 19-hour coach flight back to China?
Yeah, live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Well, we weren't the only ones making fun of all the Panda news coverage, were we?